The rules go after phosphorus and other nutrients that enter the water from both non-point sources like farms and point sources like sewage treatment plants, paper companies, and food processing firms. The DNR says the plan will reduce algae blooms and lake weeds. But that presumes the rule packages make it past legislative review committees. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says he'll ask lawmakers to slow things down because he's not sure the crackdown on farms will be funded.
The requirements under that rule only come due if the state provides money, at least 70% or more, and the history is that program is severely underfunded.
A supporter of the rule packages, George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, says the DNR board needs to push hard for the cost share money.
Until there are dramatic increases in cost sharing budgets, these regulations are only words on paper.
Meyer urges the DNR to work with the State Agriculture Board to try to secure the extra funding. DNR board member Christine Thomas says her panel has a history of pushing for more funding to deal with sources of non-point pollution. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.